Blog Talk
We're live.
Radio.
Hello?
All right. We are now live. We are now live on Slow Radio. I am the owner and creator. My name is Pete Richardson, a native of Muskogee, Oklahoma, born and raised. No matter what you'd have done and what you'd have been through, life is about making your dreams come true. And today we do got an event. It's called God Kind of Faith. Let me say that again. It's called God Kind of Faith. Faith. And right here is going to be speaking. Is I would not be the man today if it really wasn't from this guy catching me at a very young age and catching me to where my seed can actually grow and be a positive person out here to this community. So right now I'm about to turn it over to the event God Kind of Faith, and Brother Edward Venice is going ahead and is going to be the facilitator of the event. So I'm about to go ahead and turn it over to brother Edward Venice. Is you there, sir?
I'm here.
All righty, man. You guys are live, and go ahead and kick it off, man. The microphone is in your hands.
All right. I appreciate you, and I'm going to give it to the man of the hour and the gentleman of the hour. He's going to introduce the people who came from far and above to come see us today. So.
Well,
all righty.
Thank you. Pete, thank you for thinking about us and giving us this opportunity to share not only in Muskogee area, but in Lubbock, Texas, and all throughout Texas as your radio goes throughout the United States. With us are some men of God that have been with us a long time, and we just want to let you know who's in the house. To my immediate left, Jerry Peterson, who's with used to be with Victory Fellowship Ministries, who was one of my encouragers. Oh, I'm going to say 20-plus years ago, and he is with us. He came down from short of his ministry to be with us as we have this celebration of moving into our new sanctuary. To him is Apostle Milford Carter, who is a prayer partner, a good friend, confidant, who helped keep us focused on what God was telling us to do. He's the speaker of the hour. And immediately to his left is a new friend, Bishop Emmanuel Miller, who's all the way from the Ivory Coast, from the continent of Africa, who's with us today, is really just has a great celebration this morning. And then we have a local who was Pastor Leroy Walker, who was just kind of like one of those encouragers to help us just kind of stay focused on God. If God is in it, we're going to win it. And so we're so thankful to have him with us. And to him is now another new friend, Kim Peterson. Help me there. Help me, Holy Ghost. Kim Peterson had one of those brain freezes. It's kind of those things that happen when you're trying to be live. And we're glad to have her. She's Brother Peterson's wife, and she's also a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so the room is full, and we're just glad to be here, and we welcome you to have this conversation, Pete.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to go to Mr. Milford Carter, Apostle Milford Carter, from Sanctuary in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm going to ask him to give a few words about Pastor Venner's and the church and how we met and everything before we go.
Thank you again. Let me say I'm just honored to be here in the presence. This is an absolute wonder of God, and you can see the hand of God over everything that's involved. Many salutes to your vision, Pastor Venters, and for your faithfulness and stick-to-itness and determination to see it move from vision to reality. We're just honored to be in the presence of these mighty men and women of God, and we're looking for the fact that the best is yet to come.
Amen. That was Pastor Apostle Milford Carter from Tulsa. Okay, to his left, we're going to go to Bishop Miller, from Africa, the one from Ivory Coast.
Well, what's a joy today to be here and to receive from the Lord. The Bible says we are our better keepers. And then on this deed of dedication to dedicate the house of the Lord, Brother Benton, have been a blessing to the body of Christ. So we came to fellowship and to have joy, because when one is lifted, everyone is lifted up. So we are excited to be here. We just give the praise and the glory and the thanks to the Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Okay, to his left, we're going to go to Reverend Leroy Walker from Muskogee, Oklahoma.
To all the radio listeners out there, to God be the glory. We're glad to be here with Pastor Venice and his church family for this dedication time. It's one of the scriptures that they have on the program for the day. It's Proverbs 3 and 5, one of my favorite scriptures. It's trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not into thy own understanding. In all the ways God will let direct our path. So as we go forward, we're glad for this body of believers that have come together to dedicate a new facility here in the city. And we welcome this, that the kingdom builder will keep building in the, for the glory and for the praise of God. And to Pastor Venice, congratulations to him and his wife and the entire church family.
Okay, now we're going to a longtime friend of Pastor Venice, Mr. Peterson from Tulsa. He's been on with Victory for 20-plus years, and I'm going to ask him to say a few things as well.
Today we're experiencing the realization and the manifestation of a dream of a man's heart that God placed in his heart. For all you that are out there today and God's put a dream in your heart and it hasn't quite come to pass yet, let this be an encouragement today. That what God speaks into your heart, the day will come, it will manifest. And Pastor Ron and I have prayed many, many times and been in agreement for someday there would be a facility that would come forth to enable him to fulfill the call of God that's on his life. And today we celebrate that day in this new facility. And we honor God and thank God for it. And out of this place, lives will be changed. More lives will be changed the next few years than has been in the last 20 years in this ministry. So let this be an encouragement to you that God does place dreams in our hearts that will come to pass. And as the previous minister said, Pastor Ron has stayed with it. He's stuck with it. He's remained true and faithful to God. He's never given up. And it had been easy for him to give up many, many times, but he stuck right in there. And today, because of that, from this moment on, so many lives will be changed, and we give all the glory to God for that. And we thank God for Pastor Ron.
Well, Pete, well, once again, we're getting ready to go into service, and this has been a long journey, but it's been a pleasant journey because that God has been with us. And since all of us, from time to time, we question, is God with us? Is God working? What's God doing? And the key thing that I learned from all of this is just to be patient and trust God. Mm-hmm. And one of our thoughts is that now to him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above, be even beyond what we can even ask or think, he's well able. And so if we trust in that, we knew that it was going to come to pass. And God mm-hmm. sent along encouragers, men and women of God who would give us that word. They didn't know, but the Holy Spirit was given a word to us from them that to just keep trusting and believing God. And that power that's working in every one of us that believe, we just trust that God's going to see us through it. We're going to go into the sanctuary and celebrate. We just want you to know that we love you, Pete. We're looking forward to coming back to Muskogee and making a mark that cannot be erased. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for using my platform, and I wish you nothing but the best, and to God be all the glory. You guys have a wonderful service, okay?
Okay, Pete. Now we're going to go into interview a few people who have been with the church for years. Man, you should have seen the room. I mean, it's filled with men of God. I mean, you can feel the glory in there. So many amazing men of God from all over, people who have traveled, people who have donated and given money to charities and donated money and donated food to different places across the nation. It was an honor to be in there with those guys, and they're going to go and pray, and they're going to go into the sanctuary and get ready for service. So in front of me, I have Kenesha Davis, great voice, beautiful woman, been with the church for years. Can sing the house down, bring it down, lungs, big lungs. So has music out. You can look for her on the platforms, iTunes and YouTube. Kenesha, how you doing?
I am overwhelmed, overjoyed, excited about what God is doing and has done, not only in the lives of those who are here at CKB, but just and worldwide. Like, I feel like a movement is starting to take place, and it's starting to take place right here in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Okay, Kenesha, we all know that you have an amazing voice, but can you talk to us a little about your relationship with Pastor Venner's and the church and how long you've been here?
I've known Pastor Venner's the majority of my life. I remember he was a deacon at my grandfather and grandmother's church when we were younger. And so it was during that time that I knew that this is a good man, great man. So we travel all over doing the little conferences, youth conferences, and just wherever he said, come on, let's go, I was right there in tow, just going wherever he said to go. And so when he started his own ministry 17 years ago, I was in transition in life myself, and so I just had my second child, and he had some complications medically, and I had brought him to the man of God, Pastor Ron, to pray for him for his breathing. And after he prayed, his lungs cleared, his nasal passages opened, and so I knew that this was a true man of God and that he operated in faith. And so from that moment on, I was like, you know, whatever vision you have, I'm on board with doing whatever you've called us to do. And so been side by side until whatever the minister has asked of me, I've done, because I believe in the vision.
Okay, Kenesha. And so with that being said, what does it mean being in this new building? What are the opportunities that you see? What do you see the church going from here?
As I look around and I realize that this truly is a miracle before my eyes, like we prayed for it, and this is the manifestation of our prayers, our times that we've cried out to God and we believe God and we sowed and we pray, and just all the times that we just knew that there's something more that we needed to do. And so to actually see it and to be a part of it is a phenomenal experience. And so I know at this point that God is just going to do something miraculous and continue to do something miraculous with the ministries that are here, and then all the people that are coming from the north, the south, the east, the west, and from the central parts of the city. I'm just excited about what God is doing, and I can see it.
So this is an extraordinary event. I remember when I was a younger kid, I remember going to the Martin Luther King Center. You know where that is, don't you, Pete? Hello?
Oh, no, man. I'm here. How can I forget where the Martin Luther King Center is, man? Hey, this is where I used to go down at.
Right over by the mall. Now we have night hoops there here in Muskogee. And it's where we started at as a church. I remember we were getting a 99 red Dodge truck, and we would pack up the stereo and the bleachers, and we would go down there. And we would have church every Sunday. I remember putting those big, heavy speakers into the truck. And, man, we just come a long way from the Martin Luther King Center to Osage and Augusta, where our second church was, and now to this huge church. We have our own basketball court, inside half basketball court. We have a youth facility that's worth $1.5 million. Our church is estimated around $2 million. So with that being said, God has brought us, I mean, literally from going to renting out a place for a once a week to owning our own huge mega church. And this is just the beginning of things. And this is another lady. She's my auntie, amazing woman of God. She's been from Atlanta as the pastor at World Changers, Creflo Dollar. She's been there. She's here. She's a mighty woman of God. She's ministers to the youth, amazing youth leader. And I'm just going to ask her to come up, and I'm going to ask her to say a few things. How you doing?
I'm great. This is Shelby.
Okay, so would you just tell us, what does it mean to you and being in this new church, and where have you seen, since you're in the household of the Venners, what have you seen and how faithful is Pastor Venners and Mother Venners?
Well, as he said, I'm the youngest child, and I guess maybe almost 20 years ago when they were just thinking about starting their own church, God had put that on their heart to do. I lived in Atlanta, and my mom was with me at church, Pastor Daryl, and in Atlanta, and she said, I believe that God has given me the name for our new church. And she went and called my dad, and she said, I believe the name is Christ Kingdom Builders. And so just to see and watch it going from the conception to a name being created, to God taking them to a place where they we have a church. And the heart of them is not to have a church just to say, oh, we have a large church. But they have a heart where they're like, okay, this is the opportunity for us to do a community garden and have fruit and vegetables for the people that live around the church. This is the opportunity for us to have a wellness center to try to help people get the weight off and to be the healthiest that they can be so that they can be used by God. This is the opportunity for us to have a facility for young people to come to and to hear and learn about Christ in a way that they normally wouldn't hear about Christ by playing basketball. And this is the opportunity for God to just show up in the lives of people that have been defeated for years and for them to see that God did it in this man of God's life, he'll do it in mine. As far as faithfulness, they are the kind of people that when I moved back to Oklahoma, went to different churches and was just not wanting to go to church because it was my pastor's church, my parents' church, but I wanted to just find a church that I knew God wanted me to be at. And at the time I was married, and we just went to different churches and we realized that this is where God wanted us to be. And so I am excited to be here because I know they pray for people, they sow into the lives of people, they, you know, they help feed people when they have no food, and they truly are just an example of Christians that God wants us all to be. And so I'm just excited to be a part of it because I know God is doing something in Muskogee, and I'm just excited to be here.
And, Pete, as you know, Muskogee is per capita one of the highest crime-rated cities in Oklahoma. So this being church being said, we have a new foundation called the Hero Foundation, and this is it helps addictions and it helps people who are going through certain things in their life, and it's a ministry set up for those people. A lot of people are the city is filled with youth who are not led in the right direction. In front of me is a gentleman, Brother Vincent. He's from Taft, Oklahoma. So we have a diverse geographical range of people here. We have people from Africa, Tulsa, Taft, and now I have Brother Vincent here. And he is going to talk a little bit. He's been with the church for several years, since the beginning. And I'm just going to ask you, Brother Vincent, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Brother Edward. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. How you doing? How's Taft?
Taft is doing great. Taft is doing great.
Pete, you know what Taft is. You've been to Taft.
yeah, I've been to Taft. My dad's actually a lieutenant that just done it. So I'm trying to do everything I got to do to stay away from there.
Yeah, that's not a good place. It's big, too, guys. So all you guys listening, you don't want to go to church time. It ain't okay. So Brother Vincent has been with us for years. And Brother Vincent, you've been with us right before we got to the church on Osage. And I don't know if you remember the church at Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. But we came from over there, and we were packing up the stuff on the back of the truck and getting the sound system in. So tell us a little bit about your evolution as a minister, and what have you seen from the church in the last year? What has the church done for the community?
Well, I've seen evangelism is where I mainly want to speak from today. I've seen the heart of the pastor, Pastor Ron, go from street ministry, preaching on the streets, on one of the worst streets here in Muskogee, active for drugs and wrongdoing. I remember he got on the streets and with a couple of fellas, and they had street preaching. People were saved and delivered. When they started the church here over at the Martin Luther King Center, I was fortunate enough to stumble in. A speaker there invited me. Lester Beasley was speaking that day, a brother-in-law of mine, so I followed him over. And ever since I stumbled in that day, God just had me to stay there. And I've been around ever since. I've probably been 16 years or so. I forget exactly. But I've seen the heart of God work through Pastor Venters in evangelism as far as soul winning. At this present time, we are working on, through the blessing of Pastor Venters, soul winning through the individuals of the church, teaching each individual, that's everyone that comes through these doors, and stays around a while, discipleship, how to multiply themselves, just as Jesus did with his 12 disciples. We have 13 people now that's committed to learning how to bring someone to Christ, lead them to Christ. And when I say Christ, I mean Jesus Christ. And I got to say, him being the focus, Jesus being the focus, and letting the love of God come through these people, through the name of Jesus, but in the form of love. Because, as you know, love is not love if you're not giving it. Amen?
Amen.
All right, I want to know if you're still there. Love is
not
love.
Oh, yeah, I'm here, baby.
All right, then talk to me. Now, love is not love if you're not giving it. So when he got on the cross, you know, for God so loved the world that he sent his son. Now, his son Jesus got on the cross, and I'm not going to preach, but I'm going to tell this about love and giving. He gave himself. He got on the cross. He sacrificed himself and went through all the works of Calvary, took the suffering and all that he did. Now, that was an action out of his love, out of the heart of God. So we believe here that we can say that we love the people that need help, a world of people now at this time that need help, without acting and going out and being the arm of God, reaching out, teaching each believer to, again, I say, multiply themselves, how to lead someone to Christ, and how to teach them the basics, teach them who Jesus is, and basically the work of Calvary, which is our strength. So that's what we're working on now, and also some projects to go out in the community and win the lost. And to win the lost, excuse me for that, in every way possible. We have some great ideas. Just coming out to going out with snow cones and knowing that it's summertime, we can go out with some snow cone machine and just give out free snow cones and invite people to Jesus. Whatever will get us into the presence of the people that need the help, that's what we are about doing here.
Oh, man, that's a blessing right there. Yeah, I bet that, man. Just giving away free stuff like that, inviting the people over so they can hear the gospel. Man, that's really great, and just hitting the streets like Reverend Venice did back in the day. And I believe that street that he was on was, like you said, was one of the most violent streets, gang related streets there in Muskogee. So, just like I talked to Reverend Venice a couple of days ago, he said it's getting back to its roots. So I really commend you guys for that, man. That's really cool.
Yes, sir. And I want to tell you a little bit about my family. There, I'm a family man. I been married for 28 years, 3 daughters and a son, and I'm fortunate to have 3 grandchildren. Just a little bit about family there. But I'm also was blessed to go to Africa, Uganda, about 6 years ago with Pastor Venner's. This was on his 3rd trip there. He had been there twice, evangelizing. And I was blessed to go on the 3rd trip with him. We spent 10 days out on the in Uganda, and changed my life. We saw miracles. I saw God in a way that I've never seen him before. He was so present there and so big. Casting out devils. I mean, for real. Not just talking about it and preaching about it, but out on the field and actively seeing miracles and healing. Ears open up, eyes open up. I can't tell you that whole thing, but yeah, it was awesome. I was so fortunate. So I'm blessed to be a part of the Venner's presence in their ministry there. They've been nothing but a blessing to me and my family. I watched my kids grow up here. But a little bit about that. One thing before I finish, I was talking about teaching each individual, each member, each person that stays for a while, how to multiply themselves, because not just an event, which events are good, but as we go, in my daily walk, I'm going to go to the grocery store, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to go just be out. I'm going to see people in need and wanting help. That is the best time, that is the best way we can evangelize this community and reaching out, is by having our people here. And I think it's our responsibility as believers to make sure that every person that comes into our contact, into our services, be taught how to multiply themselves, how to be taught how to lead someone to Christ, be a witness for Jesus. Amen, brother.
Yeah, hello, you still there? Yeah, we here. Okay, yeah, I was just trying to make sure he was done.
Okay, now with Brother Vincent, longtime friend of the church and minister of the church. Like I said, it's just, I mean, I've been around so many blessed men that I feel like I'm getting baptized without even having no water on me. I mean, it's an amazing time here. It's an amazing time around people of God. Like, when you surrounded by the streets and you're involved in those things, when you finally get around genuine people who love God, man, it's amazing. I'm young. So to see these type of men in my life and to see these type of men that continue to do the word of God and continue and they're prospering because of it, they're a prime example of why I strive to be a man of God. And the lady that I'm going to bring with you, I've been knowing her since I was 5 years old. I went to school with her kids. She is the head of the HERO program here that I talked about earlier for the people with the addictions and things, the problems are going on of that nature. I'm going to introduce you to her. Her name is Josette Pierce. How you doing, Josette?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good. Amazing time, isn't it?
Yes, wonderful.
Okay, so she looks well, by the way, guys, too, a beautiful lady. So, Josette, I want you to talk to us about this HERO program and where it came from and why is your heart set on this? What does it mean to you?
Okay, HERO is an acronym. HERO is an acronym. It stands for Helping Everyone to Recover and Overcome. And we were trained by Faith Partners. And the guy that trained us was Drew Brooks out of Austin, Texas. And HERO, the HERO Ministry is a faith-based support group, and it helps those with addictions to overcome their addiction. Okay, so when we think of addiction, automatically our mind takes us to drugs or alcohol. And this program takes you beyond the scope of drugs and alcohol, because addiction can be gambling, pornography, even an internet addiction. You know, people, this Facebook and social media causes people to develop an addiction to where this is all they think about and this is all they want to do. So this program is to help people to reveal what their issue is so it can be healed.
Okay. And so... Give me an example. If I came to you and I had a problem, how do I get in contact with you? And what would be some things that I would have to do to get, and what would you help me with? Like, what would be the steps that we would go through in this HERO program?
Okay, first, you should contact the church and leave your information so we can contact you back regarding our groups. Our groups have not begin started yet. Our groups are going to start... July 9th is going to be our first group, because we're still in the development. We're at the end of the development stage, and we have one more training, which is next Saturday on June the 13th, to close out everything that we need to do as far as taking the program and kickstarting it off on July 9th. Like I said, contact the church, and we also have a website,
CKB.org.
The CKB.org website, and there's a link where you can click HERO Ministry, and it'll take you to the HERO page, and it gives you a lot more information on what our program is about.
Oh, that's what's up right there. Appreciate that. We have to go to for all the listeners out there that's to be checking out Soul Radio, make sure you go check out the Hero page. And what, go ahead and say that website once again, please.
It's ckbi.org.
All righty. That's what's up. Appreciate that very much.
And that's for the CKB webpage. Okay. And so I want to go in depth about this Hero program because this is an amazing program. Because, like I said, Muskogee is one of the per capita, one of the highest rated crime cities in Oklahoma, if not the country. So I want you to guys to check this out, and I want you to know that we are here for you. So, Josette, what are some things that you would do far as a person with an addiction? Is it confidential between you and that person, or is it a group setting?
Okay. Thanks for asking me that question. This program is designed as a support group setting. Now, say, for instance, someone that's in individual counseling for their addiction, then we are here to provide support for that person. It's like we're going to have female groups, and then we're going to have like a male group, because there may be some things that a male or a female don't want to discuss in front of the other person. So it's a faith-based group, and it's helping you to take the natural, which is the counseling and the support, and we're providing spiritual, which is the supernatural. So we're taking the natural and working it with the supernatural, so we can turn it into a supernatural blessing or a supernatural outcome.
Okay. And so how long have you been in the CKB ministry? How long have you been here?
Actually, I started with CKB when we started back at the Martin Luther King Center. And so I kind of drifted away, and you know, doing because of some circumstances that occurred in my life. But then I ended up coming back in November. So I've been back here since November, and this has been my home. I've always felt like CKB was my home. I grew up with Pastor and Sister Venners. I think I first met them when I was like 13 years old. I can't tell you how old I am right now, but it's been a long time since I've been around them. And it's been a blessing. They've been a blessing in my life. They've always, even though when I had drifted away from the church, Pastor always made sure that he kept, you know, let me know that I was his and this is where I belong and this is where I am.
So there's another testimony we've shared it, like I said, with countless people. And she's another example. I know her, and I know her well. She's been in my life since I was 5 years old. I can remember her. And so that's another one. And that's the Hero program that we offer here at the church. So that's the end of everyone that we have one more. I'm sorry. We have one more, and this is the men's program. And as you can tell, we are men here. PDU a man, and so this is helping the young men in the public of Muskogee. I'm sorry I didn't introduce him. I didn't know he was still here. So we're going to go to Marvin, and I'm waiting on him to come in. But as he comes in, I just want to speak a little bit about the church, because I've been here literally since the beginning of CKB. I remember sitting in the living room of my grandparents' house on Columbus Street. You know what Columbus is, don't you, PDU?
Hey, man, you bringing back memories, man. You're hitting the nerve.
We used to play basketball over at Darion's house. And we
Darion.
Yeah. So I remember sitting in the house when I was just a little kid, and I was up here thinking of names, and I'm like, oh, yeah, let's call it the Jesus Building, because that's how young I was, you know, Jesus Building. You know how crazy that is for a church name, but, you know, that's the picture of a heart.
Yeah.
And so I remember whenever we were doing that, we were coming in with the names, and I remember, just like I said, setting up the stuff in the Martin Luther King Center all the way over to Osage. And I've seen my grandpa. He's been a great example for a man in my life. He's traveled to Africa. He's ministered to the youth here. He's, you know, giving people groceries. I remember a couple of times he went and bought groceries. I'm thinking we getting groceries for us. I'm trying to put stuff in the basket,
He's like, put that back. I'm like, why I want this? He said, this ain't for you. And we go drop the groceries off down the street to someone's house, you know, with them no recollection of what's going on. And the woman comes out crying. And, you know, I'm not saying that to boast or brag, but I'm just telling you what type of man he is and what type of man he has been in our community, a man that moves silently. He doesn't need to broadcast the things he does, but he does it on a level because he knows that God is real, and he's a true testimony of a man of God. And this church, moving into this church, is a big deal because, one, it puts us on a platform to reach others. At the other church, we were limited on how much we could do. Now we have the building that can sit for a summer program for maybe 200 or 300 kids with 6 classrooms, a half gym that's big enough for them to have PE in there, a youth ministry sanctuary. That's where I am. I'm the youth minister here. And it allows us to have a full ministry without us just being in a room. But we have a stage. We have a soundboard in the youth ministry. And so, like I said, that's estimated at $1.5 million, that building. And, I mean, I can't even just tell you how amazing God is. And
I can only imagine. I'm not trying to cut you off, though, Mr. Venice. I ain't trying to cut you off. I'm sorry, sir. But we got somebody just called in on the line. So let's go ahead and see. Looks like they're from Oklahoma. Got from Oklahoma on the line. What's up, Carl? Are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir. Go ahead and state your name and where you from.
Hey, my name is Ron Venice Jr. I'm calling from Kearney, Nebraska. Been following the show from the top of the hour. I just want to say this was an amazing event using this modern technology, being able to be right there but then not there all at the same time, and everybody touching and agreeing on all these good plans and agendas coming forth from the church. You know, it's a really exciting time at CKB. I'm proud of Ed for being able to facilitate in my absence, and everybody else that stepped forward and shared their departmental duties at CKB. And we looking to bring some of those things that you and I talked about earlier in the week come to pass here in the future. And I am the youth athletic director at CKB. We've got a youth Olympics coming up for the kids in the city this summer, something new and different. There are a lot of different things. I've got a lot of different ideas about trying to keep the kids in our community healthy. Oklahoma being at the top of the list of juvenile diabetes and health disorders for adolescents. So we definitely want to do our best and our part to keep the kids in our community healthy and thinking of healthy options when they eat and snack instead of buying a lot of junk food or want to eat junk food. So there's a big push and drive because even as a child, you know, there's a lot of things that come against kids, and depression, eating bad, all those contribute to things that will take you before your time. So we definitely want to put the kids on the right frame of mind and letting them know about other choices other than some of the things that, you know, they normally would do. And prayer being the first one when you face with adversity. So, I've been elated just to sit back and listen to everybody that's there at the sanctuary at this time, and I know they're having a real high time. And just by listening to Ed's voice, he's sitting on the edge of his seat. So.
I'll tell you one thing, that Elwood, he sounds like a natural. I'm going to have to talk to him right after the show, you know.
Hey, sounds like a good hookup right there, man. Divine appointment right there. So he does. So
yeah, man, that's cool. So what we're going to do now, I'm going to go ahead and give the microphone back to Elwood so he can go ahead and finish up. I know he got to interview Marvin with the Man's Ministry, but I didn't mean to cut you off, though. Brother Edward, you were talking about your testimony about the ministry, how you was calling the Jesus House and everything. So I'm going to go ahead and throw the microphone back to you, brother. You there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
You got to go ahead and G.O., man.
Okay, so like I said, we came a long way from the Martin Luther King Center and coming up with the name of the church. And, you know, it's just so amazing. You know, I remember my grandpa coming back from Africa, bringing back artifacts and things of that nature. And we brought people from different countries and people from around the nation into our home. And that's how much, you know, faith, and that's how much my grandfather, Pastor Venner, listens to God, because he allows these people that, you know, an ordinary person wouldn't allow into their homes. But he trusts God so much that I've been able to have the amazing time with these people from around the world. Last year, we brought the Amani Malele Church Choir from Uganda. He hosted them. He brought them from Uganda with Pastor Moses. And they're coming again this summer. And when I tell you, if you don't know, if you've never had a test of your faith and you don't think that you're where you should be at, if you see these kids praise God, it will literally bring tears to your eyes. And, you know us men, we like, man, I ain't crying. I ain't doing none of that. Forget that. I'm going to be strong. But you're going to be like, man, you're going to break it down in tears, because that's how powerful these kids are. And God has been moving and moving. And when I tell you, PD, this place is getting ready to explode. We had a prophet come in today and say we're getting double portion. He said that this church will be filled up. And what does that mean? That means that we are reaching our number where we want to be at. And Brother Marvin's here. He's going to talk to you about this. Here goes another statistic that we're trying to reach at our church. And Brother Ron Venner Jr. from Kansas is a part of this. But we're trying to get 100 men. If we reach 100 men in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and in the surrounding community, Shakota, Haskell, Taft, who else you get, Fort Gibson, if we reach 100 men, we can control this city. We can take it over, and we can bring the word of God to Muskogee. And Brother Marvin, he's here. I'm turning over to you. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. My name is Marvin. I'm with the Man's Ministry, and well, we're just trying to reach the man. We're gonna have a conference July the 24th and the 25th. It's a Man Up conference. And we want all the men to come and man up and stand up for Christ. And we're just trying to do big things at CKB. And we want everybody to join us, and we're trying to reach out to 100 men, and we just need people to come and join us if you're one of the men.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. So the reason that you guys are having this Man Up conference, which is July 24th and 25th, it's just the reason if a man steps up and starts to be a man, so then that makes his household right, and then from the household, then it makes the community right. So is that the reason why you guys are having the conference, just so we can get these men and just build these people up from a young age, or is that the reason why?
Yes, the name of our conference is we're going to talk about faith, finance, and family. It's on Friday. We're just going to it's 7 to 9 on Friday and all day at 9 o'clock on Saturday. And we're going to try to reach out to all the bring the faith and the finance. We're going to talk about finance and family. And family is a big part of growing, in Christ.
Oh, I know that's right.
So, Brother Marvin, what we're doing at this thing, at the men conference, is that the men that come in, a lot of us have the question, well, what is a man? What is a man? What's the purpose of a man in the household? I know I ask that question, am I being a man when I do certain things? And I'm only 23 years old. And if I'm asking this question, I can only imagine what a 45 or a 50-year-old man has to question themselves, what is the purpose of a man? And so at this conference, we're going to go in and we're going to show you the steps. How does a man handle the money of the house? How does a man handle discipline? And how does he talk to his wife? Is it okay for a man to be stern? These are the things that we're going to cover at the men conference. And the man conference is going to not just to our church, but for the whole community, the whole 918, wherever you are. If you want to come to the men's conference, you are welcome, because we are here for everybody. We're not here to take your money. We're not here to lie to you. We're here to give you the truth. And if we're in a setting where you can learn, that is the prize. Where we can walk out of here and say, hey, I learned how to be a man. I learned how to make better choices. I learned how to talk to my wife. You know, something as simple as that can make a family better. How do you talk to your wife whenever something goes bad? How do you discipline your kids? Is it okay to use this much force? How do I pray with my family? Some people don't know how to pray. So this is another thing. This is another platform. And if you don't use it, then something is wrong with you, because this is the things that Pastor Venners and Mother Venners and CKB has set up for us to use in this community are made for us to excel. And the best thing about it is you don't have to pay one penny. It's free. Yes. All you have to do is show up and accept the word of God, and your life will forever be changed. And so I want to thank Brother Marvin Brownlee, and I want to tell you guys that he's an amazing man of God. He just got his master's. Congratulations to him on that. He's going on to get his other one,
LPC.
His LPC, so he can be a licensed psychologist and give people the right direction in life. So I want to thank you for that. Thank you, brother, for coming in.
All right. Thank you.
So, Petey, I took you from the heads of multiple churches and multiple regions in the world, from the first room with the pastor from the Ivory Coast, Pastor Miller, Pastor Milford Carter from Tulsa in the Sanctuary, Pastor Peterson, he was at Victory Christian for 20 years, and Pastor Reverend Walker from Rayfield Baptist Church, and to Pastor Venners. And so I just want to thank you for allowing us to use SOAR on this platform, man. It was amazing. It's my first time ever being live on radio. I didn't know what I was going to do, but the Lord led me. And I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys, and I want to say thank you guys to the Venice family and to everybody down there in Muskogee for embracing SOAR and things of that nature. But I'm going to tell you one thing, bro. You did a very tremendous job right there, man. I really commend you on that. You hear me? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, and I want to thank my father, Ron Venners Jr. He wasn't able to make it, but he led me along the way, and he set up everything, and I appreciate him for being a good father and being a good man and taking care of what he's supposed to do for the church. But you know how the devil do. Whenever you got something going, he always try to hold you back. So he wasn't able to make it with us today. But shout out to him in Nebraska with them corns, and he in the field with something, doing something, shooting the corn or something like that.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. That's how you know you're doing something right, man. Just, when things start to go wrong, that's whenever that man downstairs is starting to get nervous, trying to shake things up, or trying to make sure that you really want to do what you are doing. So I'll tell you one thing, Mr. Elwood. Go ahead and send me a message anytime when you got a free time. Anytime whenever you got some free time. And I'll go ahead and hit you up. Or better yet, just text me. Just text me just whenever you can. Maybe we can talk about this broadcasting thing. Because I'll tell you one thing, because you played for Coach Hennessy, right?
Yeah, I played for Coach Hennessy. Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah. So we got some background right there, you know, playing for the same high school. And if I knew then what I know now about broadcasting and the communication things, things probably would have turned out a little bit different educational-wise and things like that. So I want to extend this invitation for you just to let you know, man, you do got a talent for it, and this is your first time being on the air, so you got a knack for it, my brother. So with that being said, I'm going to let you guys go ahead and continue your event, And with that being said, do you have anything else you want to say? Do you have anything else you want to wrap it up with?
No, man. I appreciate you, man. And I once always say, boy, I used to look up to you when you used to run that ball. It made me want to be a running back. But no, I wasn't there. I was like, boy, that number five real. And I never got to wear five, so I wore number three. But no, I appreciate you.
Okay.
You were somebody's role model, man. I looked up to you as well. So that's about it, man. That's it.
All right, man. I appreciate that. Well, all right, brother, Edward Venice, you guys have a great day, okay?
All right, now.
All right, good deal. Okay, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to God Kind of Faith event. That was also facilitated by Mr. Edward Venters, 23-year-old kid, graduated from Muskogee High School. We're actually from the same high school. His Ronald Venters was the first dude. It was the first church I ever went to, the first family church I went to. Remember, they used to come pick us up. Me and my older brother, Tyrone Allen, they used to take us to church every Sunday. Never did miss a Sunday. And I always wonder why I never really got in trouble as going into school, because I always knew my parents was never like the hard-nosed peach, you better stay in school, you better do this and you better do that. So I really want to commend that family, because I can honestly sit here and say, if it wasn't for that family being so opening and being out there on the streets of Muskogee and bringing people in closer to the gospel and turning people towards Jesus and God instead of the Satan and the people that's down below. So with that being said, my name is Pete Richardson, the owner and creator of Saving That Peace Respectfully. Feel free to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/soareveryday. That's SOAR every day, just like the word. It's all one word. You can hear all my interviews right there. Hear this interview, the God Kind of Faith event. And you can also hear some of the interviews where I interviewed people from Muskogee before. I interviewed Brooke Thomas. She's the main person of Eye Opener TV in Dallas. Lonnie Barker, he's a great, tremendous person down there in Muskogee, Oklahoma, doing tremendous things. And they have a Summer Blaze event that's coming up, I believe, the end of this month or maybe the middle of next month. Don't really quote me on that. I've interviewed tremendous people from Muskogee. I've interviewed Mac Chambers. He coached for the Muskogee Roughers baseball in the 2000s. He played for the Cleveland. He was drafted by the Cleveland Indians straight up out of Spiro, Oklahoma. And also, I've interviewed former Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody, go check out my page. Here's some faith talk. Here's some talk that'll make you just want to get better as a person. If you want to listen to some music, you can go to Soar Every Day. That's SOAR, then every day, like the word. Soar Every Day, all one word. listentomyradio.com. And when I say listen to my radio, that's the number two. So that's soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. You will also get this event right up after this. I'm going to upload it to my station. So after you guys get to listen to this event, go ahead and go to soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. Go listen to some great music and listen to this event. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and G-Yo. It's Sunday. It's time to get back to the family. Enjoy this wonderful day and go fishing. So Reverend Venice, thank you guys for very much letting me be a part of this project. God Kind of Faith. Don't forget to go to the men's conference July 24th and 25th. It's called the Man Up Conference. Shout out to everybody out there in Muskogee. Peace and love. No matter what you do, love conquers all. Do what you love and love what you do. And I'm out here doing what I do. Yeah, that's right. P. Richardson signing off of Soar Radio. Everybody have a blessed day. Peace.